And when you get a hearing ear, you get faith. It's not I get a word, I got faith. Because some of you got words you've been holding on to for the past 3 months and they ain't doing jack. It's time for you to get a listening ear. You have to have an ear to hear the sound of faith. You can't move in the dimensions of God and the realms of God without a listening ear. All the time in the Bible, it always says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So first of all, it's just faith got to become a reaction for you. And I want to give this example. If I am standing on a train track, Lord Jesus. See, because the hearing ear in faith gives you an eye to see faith. Oh God, not just an ear to hear, but an eye to see. See, if there is a train and I'm on a train track and there's a train coming down the train track, I don't need eyes. You know, all of us think that faith is, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. So this is not the season for people that need to see something. This is the realm where you just need to hear a word from God. God, you don't need to show me nothing. I hear you. Can you hear me now? See, when a train is coming down the track, you and I can see it. It's plain. I don't need to. You don't need to tell me that a train is coming. I can see it. But the thing is, there's so many people blind in the body of Christ that are on the train tracks, but they can't see and they cannot hear. But hearing, the hearing ear in the realm of the Spirit opens up all of your senses in the realm of the Spirit. So when a train track is coming down the track, I don't need someone to say, hey, watch out. I can hear a train coming. And the closer that it gets toward me, the closer I know I need to be off these tracks. So no one needs to tell me, move out of the way. When trouble comes or when something is coming, I automatically move because I can hear. So then faith becomes a reaction. I just moved. I didn't need someone to prompt me. I just heard. Oh, God. So first of all, you get the word of God. After a while, the word of God bursts in your spirit, a listening ear, the ear of obedience. And after you get the ear of obedience to God, after obeying God, it builds faith in your spirit to believe the word because you have been tried. You have tested and proven God. So then God can test and prove you because he knows that the word on the inside of you shall not return unto him void, but it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. That thing happens to be you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our next scripture, I want you to go with me to Hebrews 11. And I want to give you this from the Amplified. But Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the assurance. So your faith in God, what you're believing in God for right now, is your assurance. It's the confirmation. It's the title deed. You have it in your hand. You're holding it. You're not waiting on faith. When faith comes, you got it. And faith is imparted so many different ways. We're going to get to that. But faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof or evidence of things we do not see. And the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So that tells me that since I have faith in God, my faith is eternal. So that nothing that is immaterial or nothing that is material or nothing that is in this realm of the natural can affect my faith. My God. My faith is not dictated by the things of the natural. Rather, the supernatural dictates what goes on in the natural. So when things break out, I'm not moved or I'm not shaken because I know that my faith in God produces results. And the harder the situation and the more it looks like he's not going to do it, the quicker God moves. In fact, when you feel good about it or when you don't feel good about it, doesn't mean that God stops. It means that God has actually sped up his activity prophetically because your senses are out of their realm of familiarity. They're not leaning on anything. And when your senses have nothing to lean on, your faith stands up straight. Now, I want you to really, really see this. faith is given many different types of ways. First of all, there is the measure of faith. I want you to go with me. And I want got to give you the incentive. The reason why you believe what you believe is because of Jesus Christ. The same faith that saved you, Jesus Christ, the Word of God is your faith. Oh, I'm losing my faith. Then where did you put the Word? Because the Word of God is your faith. The Word of God becomes your confirmation. God has to do everything that His Word says. The Word, the Spirit, oh God, and the Father cannot move without each other. So if God spoke it, the Word is performing it, the Spirit is bringing it into manifestation. They cannot move separately. So when God said it, when you read it, it was done. It's just, I don't understand how you can believe God to come to an altar, to come to a place you ain't never known, say a couple words, believe God can save you, and He does it. But when God says that He gonna do this and He gonna do that, instantly, you don't believe Him. You go right into doubt. The same God that saved you supernaturally at the altar is the same God that's going to save you supernaturally in your situation. The Word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. You're not waiting for nothing to come to pass. It already is. Oh, glory, God, I bless you. Oh, God, I feel something, y'all. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Says this, therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin. Everybody got a that sin. And that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course. It's time to get on the appointed course. Everyone, you've been doing what you've been doing, but there is an appointed course. My son, there is an appointed course. There is an intended purpose for your life that you have to go through, that you have to endure. My God. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Looking away from everything that would distract you and looking to Jesus. Who is the leader, somebody say leader, and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive of our belief. And He is also the finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. There's some things that you're going to have to ignore in this season. My God from Zion. So you're going to have to ignore the enemy trying to shame you so that you can get to the throne of God. We're going to come right back after this. And I want you, we're really going to delve into the different stages of faith in one moment. Be right back after this. Praise God.